Laura Baldwin, Olympic sailor, Portland resident, and passionate about protecting our environment.
It's lovely to meet you in person. We've spoken on the phone a couple of times. What have you been doing here today at COP Dorchester?
I was invited to be the opening keynote speaker this morning, and I opted for a speech that was as empowering and motivating as I possibly could make it, as well as being truth-telling. Like, we're in a real mess, but we really need to do something about this. I've been trying for 4 years now to sound the alarm on the climate and nature crisis. I used to think that if we could just tell enough people how bad the situation is, then that would be enough to get the adequate response to action. But I can see that it isn't, and that it just shuts people down. They don't want to engage in it. So my approach now is to try to really make it about the positive changes that we need to make, to really pull people in and go, hey, do you know what? That sounds really irresistible and appealing, and I want to get involved in making these changes happen.
Do you think the public are taking this message on board?
The polls state that the public understands that 80% now want action on climate. I think they are worried, but they're also worried about putting food on the table, that the cost of living crisis is really making people struggle so much more, that there just isn't the headspace to take this on as well as their own life issues that they're dealing with. So ideally we would have leaders that would lead and that would make the right policy choices, but that's not the case at the moment. So, you know, our political system is out of date. It needs
updating. Well, that was my next question. What sort of reaction have you had from politicians, councillors, etc.?
About the event?
Yeah. Well, about the issue in general.
Oh, about the issue in general. Councillors really want to make a change. The MP that showed up today wants to make a change, feels powerless. The whole way in which our political system works is oppositional, you know, first past the post system is out of date. So it needs updating. And that's not a very radical thing to do.
Trouble
when a system
is
out of date, to
parties,
update it.
We're never going to get that, are we? It's going to be very difficult for the people to get that first past the post, because, I mean, if we had first past the post, there would be a completely different looking parliament at the moment, for example.
It would. And I don't know, if I was a Conservative right now looking at the polls, I might think, actually, if we implemented PR, then it might actually enable some of our politicians to still have leading roles within.
So do you think now's a good time to look at that system
again? I do, yes. I think that would make sense, but more so, I'm more of an advocate for citizens' assemblies. So participatory democracy, including all different voices.
That would truly be people
in
rule,
the decision making, yes.
Yeah.
So that everybody's needs are met, that you get rid of all the corruption and lobbying, and we could actually make change happen so quickly if we could get that to actually become what we
use. That's a wonderful idea, and I go along with that 100%. What sort of things have you been up to protest against the Just Stop Oil? You remember Just Stop Oil, don't you?
I joined a couple of Just Stop Oil actions right at the beginning, and then the laws in Britain changed for protesting. It became, you know, we lost our right to protest as freely as we were. And as a mother of a 10-year-old, I could no longer really see to put myself on that front line. So I've been adopting more of a communications role, going along to actions and actually communicating about what's happening and why.
What do you make of this event today then? The first in the country. Do you think this is the first of many?
I really hope to see this replicated across the country and across the globe, because it is now a case of we need to, you know, really realise our potential. We need to collaborate collectively in our communities and make the changes happen. It's like nobody's coming to save us. It's like, you know, the powers that we've given our safety and our trust in isn't coming to our rescue. And so now we really need to roll up our sleeves and just get on with the job.
Well, over 100 different organisations here today from Dorset and beyond. I think it's a wonderful initiative, don't you?
Absolutely. Bringing people together, collaborating, sharing ideas, inspiring each other, you know, increasing the energy and the enthusiasm to make things happen. I think that gives us hope that Dorset will deliver.
Let's hope so. Pleasure meeting you and talking to you today.
You too, Rob. Thank you.